This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. This is an interesting quote about the estimated literacy rate in the apostolic period, when the Bible was being written. Literacy refers to the ability to read and write. Quote, "The literacy rate in antiquity was nowhere close to what it is in most countries today. Even a liberal estimate would suggest that no more than 20% of the general population, in Paul's day, could read and write. This being the case, letters had to be read aloud if the whole congregation was to benefit. Letters were regarded as inadequate substitutes for face-to-face communication, and Paul clearly shares that opinion." End quote. This quote comes from Ben Witherington, New Testament History, page 238. Witherington is a Protestant biblical scholar. He does not accept the Catholic faith, and he admits that few people in biblical times could read and write. This is very important to consider. It's true that a larger percentage of people possessed what's called functional literacy. This was a basic literacy that enabled people to decipher simple documents, sign their names to contracts, look at bills, etc. Yet, they were unable to truly read, write, and comment, which would be considered true literacy. A generous estimate of the true literacy rate places the top end number somewhere around 20%. That is, only about 1 out of 5 possessed true literacy in those days. Yet the Protestant doctrine of sola scriptura declares that the Bible is the only infallible rule of faith and practice for a Christian, and that God willed that the true teaching of Christ should and will be passed on infallibly only by reading it. Based on this principle, many Protestants also believe that Christ's true teaching on various matters is only safely discovered and maintained by careful study and exegesis of the biblical text. Yet in the very days when the Bible was being written, only a very small percentage of people were capable of reading it and interpreting it, and even fewer were capable of detailed study and exegesis. The fact that few could read and write in those days is another example of why the Protestant doctrine of sola scriptura is false and actually historically ridiculous. Sola scriptura, which is Latin for by scripture alone, is the widely held notion that God established the Bible as the only infallible rule of faith for a Christian, and that everything necessary for salvation is contained in the written Word of God. This false doctrine has spawned countless heresies and thousands of conflicting denominations. The Bible is an infallible source of God's revelation. It is the inspired written word of God, but it is not the only source of Christ's revelation. Apostolic or sacred tradition, containing the part of God's revelation that was not committed to writing, is also an infallible source of God's revelation. See 2 Thessalonians 2:15. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, among other passages, also proves that the Word of God is not just the written Word. Christ also founded a church that would be the pillar and foundation of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. Christ gave His church the power to bind and to loose, He gave its leader the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and He said that whoever does not hear the church should be considered as the heathen and the publican. See Matthew 16 and Matthew 18. He endowed that church with authority to teach and to safeguard his doctrine. It was precisely because the church was given infallible authority from Christ that the church was able to infallibly determine which books comprise the sacred scriptures. It is precisely because apostolic tradition is infallible that we know who wrote the Gospels and other books of the Bible, facts that you will not all find within the sacred books themselves. Not only could few truly read and write in ancient times, but the canon of the Bible, the official list of which books constitute the written Word of God, was not even definitively settled until the 4th century. Prior to that time, many people had doubts about 2 Peter, the Epistle of Jude, Hebrews, 2 and 3 John, and the Book of Revelation, all of which were eventually included in the Bible. In fact, the oldest list of Christian books in existence comes from about AD 150. It's called the Muratorian Canon. This ancient list of New Testament books omits the books of Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter, all books that were later declared to be part of the biblical canon. The Muratorian Canon also includes as part of the scriptures the Apocalypse of Peter, a book that was later excluded from the biblical canon. So, in ancient times, not only could comparatively few read the Bible, but among those who could, there was controversy about which books they should be reading. The matter wasn't settled and clarified universally until the authority of the Catholic Church pronounced upon the list of books in the 4th century. Since few in the apostolic period were truly literate, and it was also very difficult to reproduce and disseminate written material on a wide scale prior to the invention of the printing press, it should be quite obvious that God did not ordain that the only infallible rule of faith would be a written rule of faith. The Bible itself teaches the Catholic position that tradition, the Church Christ established, and the Bible all have infallible authority. There are many other facts that contradict the Protestant heresy of sola scriptura. Please see our book, The Bible Proves the Teachings of the Catholic Church.